Grain futures, tale of two cities today. We are lower on the wheat and the corn market. Soybeans, well, they've been higher. We've been up about a nickel plus at one time on soybeans. The annual Argentine dock worker strike, trying to get into gear. It's always a one-day event, and then it goes away. That kind of popped the beans here this morning, along with a little bit of recovery of crude oil on their break here this morning. Crude oil down as low as $87.77 at one time today, down $6. It looks like this thing is coming together with Iran and the U.S., but then President Trump, you know how he goes off at the cuff, just saying all kinds of things, makes you wonder if it is. But with the oil staying under pressure, it appears something is, at least the ceasefire is going to try to stay in place. And with that, crude oil under $90 a barrel right now. So that kind of takes that ethanol biodiesel fuel thing out of the grain equation again as we siphon that out. What we're waiting for, though, more truly, is China. When are they going to drop the tariffs, 10% on beans, 15% on corn and wheat, and likely get a buying program in place that was somewhat agreed upon? Some are thinking it might not occur till later on in July and August. Some say it could happen any day now. They love how the Board of Trade quickly sold the grain market down for them and continues to work on that to give them a price advantage. The wheat trade, well, it's classic sell the hell out of it ahead of harvest because it's the feast before the famine, even if the crop size is smaller. Today, the Chicago wheat's taking the double beating versus Kansas and Minneapolis. Kansas, the wheat crop again lowered by another 1%. Good to exit categories is about as horrible as it can get in the last 30 years. So we know that, but yet we're sitting here 70 cents off our highs. That's the way it works. Elevate the prices ahead of the problem and then bring it back to what was considered a high price, you know, a few weeks ago or maybe a month ago and call it good for now. But that is until later on. We're going to have fertilizer application problems. The wheat crop is going to be troublesome coming up on new crop status, especially Brazil. Brazil needs this fertilizer trying to get out of the Persian Gulf, and they might get some of it. But they say wheat acres are going to be down, hectacres we should call them. And that's going to be a problem, child, later on this fall. And wheat prices can probably see the Kansas deferred contracts go to $8, but that's going to take some time. First, we got to steal the crop that is out there left to be harvested. There is, yeah, some rains coming. Who cares? Crop's headed. It's beyond flowering. It's a done deal. Maybe some areas, eastern Colorado, I can attest. I was there 40 days ago. That probably can get helped here maybe if they catch some rain there. The northern plains, we are hot and dry. There is concerns of that, but the modeling shows June 5th, the first hurricane is going to hit the Gulf Coast, going to go over Florida and then into the Texas Panhandle. And right now, looks like that moisture can push up to the north central portions of the country and probably make it to North Dakota. So there's that out there to look forward to, just maybe. Currently, we are lower with Chicago leading the decline on the day. We're down 14 cents on Chicago July, 621.5. Kansas July giving up 7 cents, 669.25. So the losses are half of that as that spread widens out a bit again. Minneapolis wheat down 9.5 cents, 682.25. September losing 7.75 cents, 706.5. The corn July down a nickel, 452.5. That's been unchanged here earlier today. December down 4.25, 477.75. Soybeans still up on the day. We're up a half on July beans, 1186.5, up 2.25. November, 1182.5. Soybean oil, by the way, up 88 cents, 75.24, despite crude oil down $4.40 right now. On the cattle trade, big recovery day as the discounts to cash are getting kind of closed up a bit. Choice box beef up 402, select up 527. Yesterday, select jumped over $5. Feeder index, though, down $4.12. We're at 367.37. I think the one day is like at 362.5, but that's still premium to the cash trade. The cash is premium to the board. Sorry about that. The June cattle up $3.62, 351.85. August up $3.85, 243 even. October gaining 340, 234.35. On the feeder cattle, August jumping $6 right now at 355.42, and that's 80 cents off the highs of the session. September feeders up 572, 352.75. October 550 higher. 349.40 with November picking up 525 to 345.90. Even lowly hogs are higher today. Up $1.37 on June, 97.50. July up $2, 102.12. While October crawls back from its beating yesterday, up 72 cents at 86.67. Gold down $50 at $4,451 as the world seems like it's a safer place today. July silver down $1.77, 74.83. Dollar index up 8 cents at 99.18. And also Bitcoin May contract down $1,035. We're at $74,860. Crude oil, well, July contract down $4.26 a barrel, $89.63. August down $3.63, $86.79. Let's take a look at the products. Gasoline, July, down 6¾ cents a gallon, $3.07.5. They were down about 13 cents earlier. Diesel fuel, down 6½ cents a gallon, $3.55.5. They were down 16 cents a gallon earlier. So popping on the products here as we get ready for tomorrow's 10 o'clock release of the Department of Energy numbers. We'll get to see what we have for supplies on hand. Likely drop in diesel availability and gasoline as well. Any questions? Hey, you can always find us. We're at heartlandinvest.com. They say if you use the word free and sex in your advertising, you get a big turnout. Well, if you go to our website and take a look, we have a free 30-day trial of our newsletter. And I frankly think the way we set it up, it's quite sexy. So check it out at heartlandinvest.com. Thanks for listening. And have a profitable day.